Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome. Yes, it is time. It is time again for Awaken to Empowerment. It's time to go from transition to transformation. It's time for peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. This is Carol Ann Parisi. 15-minute show today. Quick. Just wanted to touch base, get back on board here for today. Don't know when I'm going to do this every day, once a week. Life is just so dynamic, but fabulous. Live in the dream, creating. It's just, life is awesome. And, you know, here's the thing. You can be, do, have whatever your heart desires. Thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. And you can create your ideal life. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Now, do you see what's going on in our world? I mean, what is wrong with anybody? What's wrong with this stuff? Some of this stuff, people are just so negative. I mean, the negative vibes some people give off are not empowering to moving our universal consciousness forward. So, you know what? For complete and total holistic justice and wellness, it's just time. It's time for each of us to take personal responsibility to do our fair share and our part to be the best person we can be and to put our best foot forward. And I'm not talking material stuff. Material stuff is fine. It's great. It's fun. But you know what? It's about being the best you can be and awakening your consciousness and awakening to truth and you know, accepting that Donald Trump is president, okay? Accept it. In acceptance, there's peace. Look at things realistically. Yes, the man's a Twitter madman, okay? But get some attention. The United States economy is doing great. Now, I am in America, and I got to be honest, I like America. I love America. It's about freedom, baby. I mean, the founders of this country started something, but it required responsibility, okay? Not redistribution. Now, how about redistributing responsibility and work ethic and empowerment? That's what we need to start redistributing in this country and around the world. Okay? Help those that can't help themselves. A hand up is fabulous. Fabulous. You know, I've got two little dogs here. And you know what? They sit there and they beg. They beg for their treats. Why? Because they don't have the consciousness, the ability to go get a job and go get their own treat. But, man, they're tenacious. They keep doing it. They keep pursuing. So, you know, all of this in a place of love is where we got to be. So just a quick touch base here today. I'm going to get back on. This is my passion, to share all of this fabulous information with you. And very excited. Been going through my massive book collection. And moving forward, we are going to have such fabulous information. Since I've been moving, I've been going through my books and creating a couple of different library sections, and it's just fabulous. And I'm just so excited to share my personal life information with you and how I achieved certain things in life. I mean, I was broke, busted, disgusted, and homeless. And I told you, I read the book Think and Grow Rich. We did a whole series on Think and Grow Rich. If you're new to the show, go get Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Easy peasy reader. Go listen to some of our archives back from, 2015, 2016. Thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. We could be, do, have whatever our heart desires. We can't create our ideal lives. See, tenacious little bitch right here. And I'm not cursing because she's a female dog. Adorable as she is. I didn't put them upstairs. But I've been not giving them a lot of attention. We talk about a lot about holistic practices like visualization and meditation. Those are good things to help you get to where you want to be. But, you know, my biggest frustration is seeing people running around in masks, calling themselves anti-fascist, acting like fascists. What the flip is that? Okay? You know what? No, America is great, Andrew Cuomo. America was founded on great principles. Great principles. Let's, America, if you're an American, let's defy history. Okay? Republics don't last. Because, you know what? You got your greedy haves and your lazy have-nots. And then in the middle, they're the one who's carrying all the burden. And if that sounds harsh, I'm sorry. I mean, yes, there are some very greedy, selfish people out there. You know what? Not all rich people are greedy and selfish. Okay, a lot of them, that's where a lot of our philanthropy comes from. But you know, the social engineering in our schools, they don't teach our kids to be awesome and awesome individuals, to be part of a whole consciousness. You know, you've got to be whole to be a great part of a universal, fabulous consciousness. They don't speak to spirituality and higher things. You know, quantum physics, it's starting to show that there are higher vibrational energies out there. Remember, our vibe attracts our tribe. You got to vibe high in order to be living on a good level. I mean, I just had to let go of a friendship recently because this person was always so negative and oh my God, and just so much hate and retribution and just wanted to, you know, and finally I just gave her the movie The Secret, and I'm like, what do you think? Nothing. Nothing. Crickets. What? So, you know what? It's like, dude. And then I called her, and I guess I didn't call her enough or at the right time, and she started slamming me. Well, you didn't call, blah, blah, blah. You know what, dude? Seriously? So, it's like, done. You know what? Don't be negative to people that care about you. You know, when you say to someone, you know what, I care about you, I'm sorry I'm not meeting your expectations of calling you every day or calling you when you need me to. Stop. I mean, that goes for all kinds of relationships. Have communication, but, you know, understand where the other person's coming from too. I mean, I think so many times people are just so selfish and they come from this myopic perspective. And we all have a propensity to do that. That's our ego. And we've had a lot of conversations about ego, edging God out. Ego gets in our way, you know, more than we should allow it to. But anyway, that's some really great things. Remember, you have thoughtful, your power is in your thoughts. I got a book here that I may start sharing with you this week. It's called The Way of Mastery. And it's Shanti Christo Foundation, and, you know, I don't know. I'm going to admit I'm a Bible-believing Christian. I believe in the power of the Holy Spirit. I believe that God created man and in his image, and I believe in Jesus. I believe Jesus died for my sins, and, you know, and left to my own volition, I'm not as great. But when I tap into the power of God and a higher consciousness, I can do all things, you know. So that's where my belief is, and I'm not going to push my beliefs on anybody, but this book, Shanti Christo Foundation, I'm sure it's some kind of, you know, esoteric religious organization, but so interesting. I guess what they're doing is, you know, Yeshua ben Joseph, they're saying they're coming from a Christ mind, and I get that. It says here in the book, it says, if you become wholly committed to awakening, from the dream you have dreamt since the stars first began, to appear in the heavens and your one desire to be only what God created, then lay at the altar of your heart with every breath, everything you think you know, everything you think you need, and look lovingly upon every place that fear has made home in your mind, and allow correction to come. It will come. See, fear is such a big, oh my God, fear just screws us up so badly. Regardless how you experience it, it'll come. And the day and the moment will arise, and all of your pain and fear and suffering will have vanished, like a wind that pushes the foam of the wave away, revealing the clarity of the ocean beneath you. You will literally feel throughout your being that there was never a dream. Some memories might remain with you, and you will know somewhere you must have dreamt or dreamed or had a thought of wondering what it would be like to be other than the way God created you. But it will be such a faint echo that it will leave you no trace upon you. In your heart, you will smile gently regardless of circumstances in which you find yourself. There will be peace from the crown of your head to the tips of your toes, and that peace will walk before you wherever you go. It will enter a room before you enter with body, and those becoming sensitive will wonder who has come into their place. And some will even say, behold, I believe Christ has come for dinner, and you will be the one that you are, who you are, Christ eternal. Now, this book purports that you are Christ. I believe we can be Christ-like. We are called to be Christ-like. And this is Jeshua ben Joseph. So, I mean, it's kind of interesting, some of the principles in here. And here's lesson one, the way that calls you home. And it's very long. So I will go ahead and just hit some of these things. But they talk about the mind of Christ. So let's look at this. What is the mind of Christ? Well, I believe it was John, I'm not sure, shame on me, who asked Jesus, you know, what is the greatest commandment? And it's love one another. So if we come from a place of love, that is going to be our most empowering thing, is coming from a place of love and truth in love. So here, the first step in anything, according to the book, and we know this, is awakening. That's why we're awakening to empowerment, personal empowerment. The first step in awakening is to allow the mind this axiom of truth. Get a piece of paper and pencil. Let this one sink in. This is rich. Nothing that you experience is caused by anything outside of you. You experience only the effects of your own choice. I'm going to say that again. See, the first step is awakening. But here's the truth. Nothing that you experience is caused by anything outside of you. You experience only the effects of your own choice. Thoughts of things. We become what we think about most of the time. Experience the only the effects of your own choice. See, we are going to close the show right now because we're getting close to being done because the ladies tell me I have 90 seconds left. Let that sink in today. As you walk through your day, nothing I experience is caused by anything outside of me. I experience only the effects of my own choice. That's empowering. That's an empowering thought for the day. Thank you for joining me, Carol Ann Parisi, on Awaken to Empowerment Radio. We'll be back next time. Meanwhile, love, freedom, and empowerment, and, of course, peace of mind. We're going to check out with Boston. Love ya. Catch you next time. It's Carol Ann Parisi saying bye-bye. Peace, love, empowerment, freedom, man.